We continue in Perek Mem Bet of Tanya. We are on page Resh Tzadik He, on the bottom of the first column, where it says Vegam Ki En Lo Demutaguf. That's where we're up to. So again, page Resh Tzadik He, on the bottom of the first column. The Balatanya Zechuto Tagen Aleinu was saying to us just before to be aware and to bring into our hearts the Yirat Shamayim, that Histakel Bishlosha Devarim, Ayin Ro'a Ve'ozen Shomat, V'chol Ma'asecha B'Sefer Nichtavim, to remember, to picture that there's Ayin Ro'a, that Hashem is watching, and Ozen Shomat, that He's hearing. Now he says, V'gam ki en lo demut haguf. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have a body, right? So what do you mean Ozen Shomat, Ayin Ro'a? Chas v'shalom, en lo guf, en lo demut haguf. What are we talking about here? But despite that, Hare Adraba, on the contrary, Hakol Galui v'yadua lefanav v'yeter se'et le'en ketz mir'iyat ha'ayin u'shmi'at ha'ozen al derech mashal. What do you think? Just because he doesn't have the physical eye, so he can't see? Adraba, because he doesn't have the physical eye, that's why he sees more than any physical eye can see. The eye limits us. Yes, it gives us the power to see, but it limits what we are able to see. Oh, if we would be able to see everything that there is to see, we wouldn't be able to live. So we see that the eye is actually magbilotanu. It limits our power to see. But like we say in Tehilim, we say this is in the Mizmor of Yom Revi'i, right? Hayotzer ayin im lo yabit. What? The one who created the eye, he's not going to see. Im yotzer ozen halo yishma. The one who created the ear is not going to hear. He created the eye. He created the ear. Raku al derech mashal kemo adam ayode. So now the Balatanya is going to explain to us a mashal we should keep in our pockets. This is a mashal that can bring very, very deep yirat shamayim, rabotai. He gives us a mashal. What does it mean that Hashem knows? Are this Mishnah in Avot said, we have to know Hashem knows what we do. He sees what we do. So how can we understand? What's the correct way to understand that Hashem knows? When we know something, our knowledge and us is two separate things. It's called acquired knowledge. We have to acquire the knowledge. Tzech liknot da'at. Okay? The da'at is one thing, and we have to acquire it. Hashem, His knowledge is not acquired knowledge. So how does He know what is done, what happens? So the Baal HaTanya gives us a mashal. And later on He's going to tell us how the mashal falls very short. But it helps. Aderech mashal kemo adam hayodea umargish be'atzmo kol ma she'na'asa ve'nif'al be'ehad mikol remah evarav kmo kor o chom. He says, let's imagine a person, his body, right? He feels anything that happens in his body. Any sensation, any pain that is in any one of his 248 limbs. Let's say, for example, heat or cold. Afilu chom shebetzipone raglav al derech mashal im nichva ba'ur. Or for example, even if he got burnt on the tip of his toe, okay? He will feel immediately. וכן מהותם ועצמותם וכל מה שמתפעל בהם יודע ומרגיש במוחו. Now let me ask you a question. When a human being knows that he's in that his toe is in pain, let's say. So this knowledge, the person who knows that his toe is in pain, is this acquired knowledge? Does the person have to say, okay, let me see what's happening with my toe now. Ooh, it's in pain. No, that's not how it goes. The second it's in pain, immediately, you don't have to acquire that knowledge. Immediately, the person knows, because he felt it, finished, because it's in his body. It's inside him. Says the Baal HaTanya, Ke'en yedi'a zo al derech mashal. Ke'en yedi'a zo al derech mashal. This is the type of knowledge Yodea Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Hanif'al Bechol Hanivraim Elyonim V'Tachtonim. That's how Hashem knows anything that happens to any creation, whether in the upper worlds or down below. Lihyot Kulam Mushpa'im Imenu Yidbarach. Because all the creations receive their energy, their life from Hashem. Kemo Shekatuv. He picks one pasuk. Ki mimecha hakol. It says in Divrei Hayamim Aleph. Hashem, everything comes from you. Ki mimecha hakol. Vezeu shomrim, or like we say in the tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. Vegam kol haitzur lo nichad mimecha. Kol haitzur. Anything in creation is not hidden from Hashem. Ukomo shekatav Rambam, as the Rambam wrote, this whole paragraph is built on the Rambam. And he makes sure to write in parentheses, V'iskimu lazeh chachmei ha-kabbalah kemo shekatav ha-ramak bepardes. The chachmei ha-kabbalah gave their stamp of approval on these words of the Rambam, such as Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero in his sefer, the Pardes. What did the Rambam write? Shebi'idi'at atzmo kivyachol yodea kol ha-nivraim ha-nimtza'im me'amitat himatze'o. How does Hashem know what's going on with us? Because Hashem knows Himself. It's like, Kivyachol, how do we know what's going on with our toe? Because that's part of me. That's how I know. So, every speck in this world, every creation in this world, cannot have life if not for Hashem. So, Mimela, how does Hashem know what's happening to that ant that is crawling right now? Because Hashem knows Himself. It's very simple. Why do I say that this is very important to keep in our pockets? Because many times the thought of Hashem knows all is a very overwhelming thought to really grasp and to wrap our head around. But if we compare it to this, although we're going to see it's very far of a comparison, but still, this comparison can help us a little bit. As the Rambam says, Yidiat atzmo yodea kol hanivraim. By knowing Himself, He knows all the nivraim. However, the Baal HaTanya says, I have to make it clear, he says, Rak shemashal ze eno ela leshakech et haozen. This mashal that we just gave, it's only to help us a little bit to relate a little, you know, to something that would otherwise be abstract. So it makes it more leshakech et haozen, easier on our ears. Sometimes the word is lesaber et haozen. Aval beemet ena mashal dome la nimshal klal. But the truth is, the mashal and the nimshal that we just gave is nothing to compare. Why? Ki nefesh ha'adam afilu ha-sikhlit ve'ha-ilakit hi mitpa'elet mime'ora'e ha-guf ve'tza'aru. See, what was the mashal we gave? How do we know that the toe is in pain? Because we feel the pain. So what happened? You know how we know it? Because it affected us. It affected me. The pain hurt me. And therefore, I know about it. So, Chas v'Shalom, if we take this mashal literal to the nimshal, so what are you saying? That anything that happens to the nivraim affects Hashem? Chas v'Shalom. See, that's the difference. We just gave it as a picture, says the Baal HaTanya, to give a little hint to what does it mean that Hashem knows everything because everything is in Him. But don't make the mistake to compare the mashal to the nimshal, because the mashal, the reason why we know is because we are affected by the pain. A shinui, a change in our situation has taken place. Before I was not hurt, now I'm hurt. By Hashem, chas v'shalom, en bo shinui. Atahu echad kodem shenivra olam, atahu echad lachar shenivra olam. There's no shinui, en bo shinui velo shum davar. No, chas v'shalom. There's no change. Nothing affects him. That's how he knows it. So, by us, nefesh ha'adam, afilu ha-sikhlit ve'elakit, he mitpa'elet. Mitpa'elet, he means, is influenced mime'ora'e ha-guf ve'tza'aro, from the happenings of the body and from its stress. Mechamat hitlabshuta mamash benefesh achiyunit amlubeshet baguf mamash. Because our nefesh is melubash, is cloaked, is enmeshed in the body. Even our nefesh, even our neshama, is already enmeshed in the body. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu eno mitpa'el chas v'shalom mime'ora'e ha'olam v'shinuyav. Hashem is not affected by the happenings of the world, ולא מהעולם עצמו, שכולם אינם פועלים בו שום שינוי חס ושלום. Nothing affects a change in Hashem. והנה כדי להשכיל זה היטב בשכלנו. Now, in order to understand this very well, כבר העריכו חכמי האמת בספריהם. The חכמי הקבלה speak about this extensively, how there's no שינוי in הקדוש ברוך הוא. אך כל ישראל מאמינים בני מאמינים, בלי שום חקירת שכל אנושי. ואומרים, אתה הוא עד שלא נברא העולם. Even if we don't learn in the ספרים of the חוקרים or of the מקובלים, who reason with us to prove to us what we just said, but even if we don't, even if we go just with emunah pshuta, every Jew believes, what do we say in the morning? אתה הוא קודם שנברא העולם, אתה הוא לאחר שנברא העולם. Like it says in the Pasuk, many times the Baal HaTanya quoted the Pasuk in Malachi, Ani Hashem lo shaniti. There's no shinui. Ve'atem b'nei Yaakov lo chilitem. There's no shinui in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'hineh, kol adam Yisrael yihyeh mi sheyihyeh. Every Jew, no matter whom. Kesheyitbonen b'ze sha'a gedola v'chol yom. If a person takes time to be mitbonen in the fact that Hashem knows everything, just like I know that my toe hurts, Hashem knows everything. Ayin ro'a ve'ozen shomat. Ech she'akadosh baruch hu male mamash et ha'elyonim ve'et ha'tachtonim ve'et ha'shamayim ve'et ha'aretz mamash. If a person takes time to meditate upon this metziut, this reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the world mamash, the heaven and the earth, melocho la'aretz kevodo mamash. There's a reason why he repeats that again and again, the word mamash. Kipshuto, kipshuto. There's no space, there's no speck that is void from Hashem. Ve'tzofe u'mabit u'vohen kiliyota ve'libo. And he looks into our heart, into our desires. V'chol ma'asa v'dibura v'chol tse'ada v'ispor. Everything we do, everything we say, every step we take is calculated, is known. If a person thinks into this, azay tikava belibo hayira lechol hayom kulo kesheyachzor veyitbonen baze afilu beyitbonenut kala bechol et uvechol sha'a yehiyesu mera va'aseh tov. Then a person, if a person really takes some time out of the day to think about this, even for a few minutes, this can help, he says, throughout the entire day to always revisit that machshava that you had. To be what? Sur mera va'aseh tov. To be on the level of yir'at ha'ta'a, what he called yir'at ha'ta'a, the low level of yir'a, that is to stop from doing bad and to do good, because Hashem is here. B'machshava, b'dibur, b'maaseh, shelo lamrot chas v'shalom, not to rebel in front of enei kevodo asher male kol haaretz, in front of Hashem who is everywhere, u'kema'amar Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai letalmidav, like the famous statement that he mentioned before, of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who told his talmidim, yehi mora shamayim alechem kemora basar vadam, that you should have mora shamayim, like mora basar vadam, that you know someone is looking, you don't do. To have that yir'ah from Hashem, Hashem is here, I don't do, that's it's an accomplishment. It's called yir'ah tata'a. It's the lower level of yira, but it's a great accomplishment that any Jew has in him the ability to reach. Now we begin, we're coming back to the Pasuk. If you remember, way back, the question was, the Pasuk says, Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sholem Yimach, Kim Nira? What is Hashem asking from you? Just to fear. So the Gemara asks, V'chi Yira Milta Zutratai? What, Yira is a small thing? So what did the Gemara answer? In Legabe Moshe Milta Zutratai. Yes, for Moshe it's small. And we ask, that's nice, that for Moshe it's small. But, you know, you're talking to us. So now we'll be able to understand, he says, how the Baal HaTanya explains this Pasuk. וזהו שאמר הכתוב כי אם ליראה את השם אלוקיך ללכת בכל דרכיו. To come to the יראת שמיים of following in Hashem's ways. שהיא יראה המביאה לקיום מצוותיו יתברך בסור מרע ועשה טוב. והיא יראת התאה הנ"ל. It's the יראת שמיים that brings us to do good, to do מצוות. Now what does that mean לגבי משה? ולגבי משה, דהיינו לגבי בחינת הדעת שבכל נפש מישראל הילקית. Remember, in the beginning of פרק מ"ב, the Baal HaTanya told us that everybody has a ניצוץ of Moshe in him. Every Jew has in him a yenika from ספירת הדעת, which is the shoresh of the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, every Jew has a yenika from there to reach a certain level of da'at because of that. What level of da'at? Ki im le'ira lalechet b'chol derachav. To reach yirat shamayim that causes a person to do the mitzvot. Da'ainu legabe b'chinat ha'da'at she'b'chol nefesh mi'israel. That's what the Gemara means, he says, when it says legabe Moshe milta zutratai. It doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu necessarily. It means legabe Moshe, for that part of our neshama that comes from Moshe, it's a milta zutratai, you should be able to do it. Milta zutratai, she'ada'at hu'am kasher matzpune binat alev el b'chinat gilui b'machshava mamash. Remember, the da'at is the one that is the connector between the thoughts of the heart to bring it out to the feelings of the mind. Kayadu'a liyod'echen ve'od zot isko. And further, you should remember, ki kmo shebemelech basar vadam, ikar ha'ira hi mipnimiyuto v'chiyuto v'lo migufo. Is it okay if we continue another 5 minutes? Is it okay, Rabotai? Maybe another 5 minutes? Okay. He says now another big yosod, another machshava of yirat Hashem, another one to put in our pockets. These are gems that the Baal HaTanya is giving us to be able to from time to time, you know, think thoughts of yirat Shamayim. Look what he says here. He says, just like by a melech basar vadam, a human king, ikar ha'ira, people fear him, right? They revere a king. Now, what is it that they revere about the king? Ikar ha'ira hi mipnimiyuto v'chiyuto, lo migufo. The ira, the fear, the reverence that they have is not from his body. So sometimes the king could be, you know, let's say a little person or whatever it may be. It's about what they know about his inside, his chokhmah, his chesed, whatever it may be, his greatness. These are pnimiyut. So the yira'ah from the king, you're looking at the king. Why is everyone so enraptured and revering the king? From what's inside him, not from the outside. She'are keshe yashed. Let's say the king is going to sleep. En shum yira'ah mimenu. You don't fear him at that moment. V'hine pnimiyuto v'chiyuto en nir'e le'ene basal. Now, the pnimiyut of the king, that's not seen by the naked eye, by the physical eye. Rak be'ene asechel, al yedei re'iyat ene basar begufo ulvusha, sheyodea shechiyuto melubash betocham. In other words, the eye looks at the king, he sees the garments, the royal, garments of the king, and he understands, oh, that means he's a great man. So, the fear is not coming because of the tassels, let's say, that he's having on it, or the hat, or even the crown that he's wearing. That's not what the fear comes from. But by seeing the levush, the person realizes, oh, his greatness is melubash with those clothing. His greatness, that's what is to be revered. I only see the levushim. But what I revere by looking at the levushim is I revere that part that I don't see. The part that I don't see is the greatness of the king. Imken, therefore, you know what the Baal HaTanya is coming to answer here? I just had this question asked to me by a teenager 2 weeks ago. How can you see Hashem? How can we see Hashem? I want to see Hashem. A teenager asked this question. And we spoke a whole thing about how to see Hashem. Baal HaTanya is telling us how to see Hashem all the time. With our naked eye. With our physical eye. You know how we see Hashem? We look at the world. We see Hashem. But what do you mean? But that's not Hashem. Yes, it is. Is it a levush? Yeah, it's a levush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melubash in this world, obviously. Now, are there many layers? Yes. This physical world, there's a lot of tzimtzumim, there's a lot of levushim, a lot of layers. But what's the difference? Let's say the king is walking in the street, and it's very cold, and the king is wearing 3 coats. Does it make a difference? What does it make a difference to us? Do we still revere the king? Do we still see the king? We still see? We still know? Now, when we see the king, what does that mean we see? We see his coats? That's what we're talking about? No. We see that's the king. We see that's the king. So he says, "Imken kacha mamash yeshlo liray et Hashem al yedei reiyat enei basar." By our physical eyes, we can come to fear Hashem. Bashamayim va'aretz v'chol tzvam, by looking, by gazing at the heaven, at the earth, and everything that's in it. Asher or en sof baruchu melubash ba'em la'chayotam. The light of Hashem is what gives it life. You're looking at the sun. What gives the sun the light? Kara l'shemesh v'yizrach or, we sing in the morning of Shabbat. What gives the light to the sun? It's Hashem who gives that light. So Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu is melubash in the sun. So looking at the sun, I'm looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, it's a malbush. It's a malbush of a malbush of a malbush. Ad Ein Sof. But I'm looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואף שהוא על ידי התלבשות בלבושים רבים, even though there are many layers, הרי אין הבדל והפרש כלל ביראת מלך בשר ודם, בין שהוא ערום, בין שהוא לבוש, לבוש אחד, בין שהוא לבוש בלבושים רבים. The יראה from the מלך, it depends how many layers he's wearing. What does it matter how many layers he's wearing? אלא עיקר הוא ההרגל, להרגיל דעתו ומחשבתו תמיד, להיות קבוע בליבו ומוחו תמיד. It all takes training. It's training our eyes and our mind. Asher kol ma sheroe be'enav, to always remember that whatever we see with our eyes, hashamayim ve'aretz umloa, hakol hem levushim achitzonim shel ha'melech ha'kadosh baruch hu. Rabotai, this has to be highlighted. This sentence has to be highlighted. To be margil, to train our eyes, that anything we see in this world, is levushim chitzonim, is only outer garments of the melech ha'kadosh baruch hu. Al yedei ze yizkor tamid al pnimiyutam v'chiyutam. So that reminds us of what is inside there. What's giving its chiyut. וזה נכלל גם כן בלשון אמונה. When we say אמונה, have אמונה. So how do we translate the word אמונה into English? Faith. The bus stops right there. You should know. It's a mistake. Yeah, okay. It's a mistaken translation. אמונה in Hebrew. מה זה אמונה? How do you say training in Hebrew? נאמן. אמונים, right? להתאמן. להתאמן means training. איך קוראים לג'ים? אה? כן, זהו. אז אמונה, לשון רגילות, שמרגיל האדם את עצמו כמו אומן המאמן את ידיו. So אמונה doesn't just mean believe. How do you believe? What do you mean believe? אמונה means train yourself, train your eyes, how to look at the world. וגם להיות לזיכרון תמיד, and he ends off, this is the last paragraph of the פרק, להיות לזיכרון תמיד, לשון חזל, קבלת עול מלכות שמיים. To remember the words that Chazal always say, accepting all malchut shamayim, shehu kinyan som tasim alech amelech, like the pasuk says, to put upon us a king. What is there to remember when we say Kabbalah? We say Shema, and when we read Krat Shema, we are mekabel al atzmenu ol malchut shamayim. So, what thought are we supposed to have when we're mekabel ol malchut shamayim? Ma, what's the effect in our mind when we? So, look what he says, and he already told this to us in the beginning of the perek, or I think in the perek before, and he revisits it here. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu maniach et ha'elyonim ve'atachtonim u'miyached malchuto alenu. Hashem leaves everything, and he comes and he wants to be a king over us. Ve'anachnu mekabrim, and we accept it. We receive his malchut. And you know how we do it? We don't only accept the malchut in our mind. We actually practice it l'maaseh immediately after Shema. Look what he says. וזהו עניין ההשתחוואות שבתפילת י"ח. This is the bowings that we do, the השתחוואות, in the Amidah that immediately follow the Kriyat Shema. By Kriyat Shema, we did קבלת עול מלכות שמיים in our mind. Hashem, I am accepting upon myself your malchut. I appreciate you left everything in the universe just to be a melech over me. That's קבלת עול מלכות שמיים. But it's still only בגדר מחשבה. What do we do by the Amidah? There is a four times we bow down. Ishtachavaot shebitfilat yudchet achar kabbalat ol malchut shamayim bedibur bikrat shema, after receiving it with our words, lachzor ulekabel befoal mamash uvemaaseh. In the Amidah, we are now re-accepting ol malchut shamayim in our action by bowing down before melech malchei ha-melachim kemo sheitba'er b'makom acher. Do we have a...